Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And here we are, Ron.
We're here, buddy.
It's another Saturday, and the weather is beautiful. June gloom. A little bit on Father's Day, oddly enough, but
yeah,
we have
weird.
Had a very, very fabulous weather story to tell through June, and it's going to carry for the rest of the month into July.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Happy good for car Saturday. Shows. I good see your wrench, and what's that? You got Hollywood Hot Rods.
Hollywood Hot Rods. These guys are fabricators deluxe. They've won many, many great awards. They're down in Burbank, and they just do an excellent job. One of the car clubs I used to be in, we went down there, and we got to take a tour of the shop, and you talk about making something from nothing. These guys take a little piece of metal and they make parts, and it's just fabulous. I mean, these guys are really good. So Hollywood Hot Rods.
And you're involved in a lot of car shows. We'll get to those in just a little bit. We have a couple of guests that we're going to be chatting with. It's the original Safer Money Specialist. You got him right here, Ron Grant. And anything else? Like your Father's Day went well, I trust?
It did. You know, it was gloomy, like you said. It was just a gloomy overday. It was sprinkling a little bit, and then it was gloomy. But, you know, it was fine. It all worked out for the best. We had a good time, and we had fun. We actually, my girlfriend and I later on went and saw Ocean's 8.
Oh, what did you think?
I liked it. Yeah, my girlfriend liked it. We thought it was good. You know, it's a takeoff, you know, of the Ocean's 11 and 12 guys. You know, Clooney dies. That's her brother.
Spoiler you know. Alert.
Yeah. Well, no. As they come into the show, he's dead. He's in a crypt, and that's his sister. Sandra Bullock is his sister, so evidently they killed him off. but we never see his face or anything. It just he happened to be dead. But yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good, and you know, the ladies were good. They did a great job. So you know, it was fun.
Right, good. So that's what you have, and that's your movie review.
Movie review.
Gets a thumbs up.
Give him three hot rods up.
Yes, we now have our in studio movie critic.
Oh boy, don't count on that.
Thumbs up. So many movies out there, boy, and everything's a superhero.
Oh,
Whiz, bam, boom.
I don't know what's
it's
on,
all man. This stuff in the Incredibles and those animated movies. That's what it's all about these days. It's insane. It's insane at the box office. Everything is fantasy. There's no movies with a story.
I know.
They
we
just
know
don't
that.
Do that anymore, and I don't know why.
They run
probably because the other ones are making $1 billion.
They run out of ideas, though, Spence. You know, they
seems like it.
Recirculating movies.
Absolutely. So, that's what they have been doing. Here on the Ron Grant Show, the original Safer Money Specialist, you can hear Ron 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log on to the website, safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon, and bam, you're right there.
You
and
are.
The other thing that you've been doing, it's a few months now, is the gift card program. Tell everybody about that.
Well, we know that for years and years we were doing the dinners, and you came to all my dinners and some of my lunches, which was great, and fed a lot of people, boy, since 2000. And I started actually 2009 feeding people. But anyway, bottom line is I know a lot of people won't go to a public workshop for whatever reason. And right now, I don't know about you guys, but I get like two or three or four a month in invitations. And some of these, in fact, I've wanted to give an FYI, you'd be real careful on some of these Social Security dinners that they're inviting you to. I had several clients that went to those, and boy, is that kind of a bait and switch type of thing. And it was not fun for some of these guys. You know, they're trying to sell them annuities. They're trying to sell them stocks and bonds and mutual funds with the pretense of getting in them and talking to them about Social Security. So be real careful on that. But what I've decided to do is meet with people one-on-one, answer all their questions about how to keep that money safe and guaranteed where they can't lose their principal, they can't lose their gains, they get a reasonable range of return, a guaranteed lifetime income if they'd like. Now, gift card, get a $100 gift card from me, no obligation, MasterCard or Visa, still go out to dinner on me or fix your car or pay a bill or whatever you want to do with it. To qualify for the gift card, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed. See, with me, you never, ever miss the upside of Wall Street, just the downside of Wall Street. You know, back in 08, 09, market tanked almost 50%. My clients and I, we got a zero. And a zero is always, always better than a loss. Definitely. So here's the nice thing about it. If you'd like a guaranteed lifetime income, why wouldn't you? The top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? Maybe you want to take out 10% of your penalty free. That's fine. Maybe you just want to leave it there for your beneficiaries. That's A-OK also. We can help you do that. All right. We're also going to stop you paying the fees that you're paying out of your 401k, your 403b, your 457, your TSA, your TSP, maybe your IRA, to your financial planner, your stockbroker, to any one of those 401, 403b companies. See, that's how they make their money. They charge fees. These are either asset under management or some type of fee that they're getting. When you pay the fees, it's eating away at your returns. It means you make less money. It's that simple. Can't be any simpler than that. You got to pay them. And when you do pay them, it's eating away from your returns. So we're going to stop that. We're going to give you an opportunity to get a guaranteed lifetime income. Call Mailbox Money. Go to your mailbox once a month, once a year, every 6 months, whatever, and grab a check out of there. Or they'll EFT it into your account. Nice thing about it is that top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? You know, why wouldn't you want an extra income coming in? It's all safe, it's guaranteed, and that's what we're going to do. So to qualify for the gift card, again, be between the ages of 55 and 75, have some immediate money that you want to keep safe where you can't lose the principal or its gains, and we'll get together. I need about 15 to 25 minutes of your time. I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. I'm going to listen a lot. And if you want, I'll make some recommendations. I've been doing this an awful long time. In fact, I'm in a marketing group, 300 of us across the United States. Last year, 2017, we took $5.5 billion out of Wall Street and put them in safe index-linked accounts. I deal with all the top companies that have all the good programs, and we'll talk about that today in the show. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, or you can go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. There's also a button there that you can click onto, and that's I Want Income for life.com. Click onto it right off of my main website and you'll go and it'll show you how you can have income for the rest of your life. Got a little 1 minute video there. It's kind of cool.
It's very cool. You got to check it out. Information is king. This is what you need, folks. We have special guests coming up, correct?
Yeah, we have. We do.
So we are going to go to a quick break here. The original Safer Money Specialist, Ron Grant. Kind of an interesting conversation coming up here. So this one, you really do want to take notes. You want to pay close attention. So get that pen, get that paper, get ready to take some notes with Ron Grant here on KVTA.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313, 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I shall not leak out the information on the middle name that I just got from Ron Grant. I'll save that
one. He knows me all these years. He didn't know my middle name.
Didn't know the middle name. And we do have a guest on the phone.
We do. It's Scott Merkelson. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well, Ron. Thank you for having me.
Hey, buddy. How's your Saturday going?
Going great. Very sunny out here in South Florida. So yeah. we're got some plans to go to the beach later.
Yep, I know. So we won't keep you long today because we don't want to tie up your Saturday. But, you know, Scott works with a company in Florida that I've been working with now for the past few months. A buddy of mine turned me on to this company. And the company, what they do is they loan money to businesses. And the nice thing about it is it's small and medium businesses because the banks don't. They just don't want that niche anymore. And so we found this product. My clients have been asking me for the last couple of years to find them a short-term product, and this is a nine-month product. In fact, after Scott gets off, we're going to embellish a little bit because I've been getting a lot of emails the last couple of weeks about explaining this a little bit slower and so people can grasp it. So the first thing I want to find out from you, Scott, is how do, for instance, myself, because I put my money in it, how do the merchants repay the advances to people like me?
Well, that's a great question. The merchants actually make stipulated payments back to First Global, which will disseminate down to a lender, which is you, via ACH debit from their business operating bank account. So we're actually funding the merchant when they request money via ACH, and then we're receiving the daily repayment via ACH. It's very important that those are daily repayments, and that's beneficial in a number of ways.
Okay, yeah, you're kind of fading out there. I don't know what happened. All right, so let me make sure the listeners understand. The people that are getting the money, the businesses are getting it, they have to repay it daily, and it comes out of their checking account. Is that right?
It's out of their business operating bank account. That's exactly right.
Good, okay. So what kind of returns can I expect and my clients expect from this nine-month product?
You know, with regards to returns, historically, they've been high single to low double digits. On an annualized basis, we have no reason to believe that should change at any time. The market's growing, and First Global's growing with it. Last year, we did about $200 million in advances, and this year, we're on pace to do almost $500.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. Now, you guys have been around since, what, 2013?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. That's really when you saw the market. This market really started to show up around 2008, you know, with the banking crisis. And that's really when the banks made a really firm decision not to, you know, really to no longer, you know, lend funds to these small and medium-sized businesses. So, you know, capitalism is a great thing. You know, what you'll see is that when there is a void, it's going to be filled by someone. And we're one of those companies that filled that void. We're it's a great benefit to our lenders.
So let's talk about the tax treatment, because I'm always letting my clients know that if, for instance, on the indexed annuities that we work, if it's a non-qualified, which we'll clarify that means you've already paid the taxes on it, or maybe you sold your home, or maybe somebody passed away and left you some beneficiary money. On the indexed annuities, they don't get 1099'd every year like they would in the stock market, or maybe a CD, which means it takes away from their returns. So I want to hear it from basically you guys. How do you guys treat the tax treatment of the non-qualified accounts that the people are going to put their money in?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, the qualified accounts, there's never a tax obligation. That's your, you know, retirement IRA accounts. For non-qualified, we always separate principal and interest. So what this means is that you're not going to receive a 1099 until you actually take a distribution of earnings. So it's actually going to be considered a tax-deferred product. Now, you know, Uncle Sammy's always going to get a share, but it would be judged as ordinary income, and the 1099 would only be issued in the year a distribution of interest is requested.
Yeah, and that's important, ladies and gentlemen, because, again, I hate to be redundant, but when you get 1099 and you have to pay for that in that year that you earned that, it takes away from your returns. It's just that simple, which means you're making less money. I don't know why anybody out there would want to make less money than they have to. It just doesn't make sense. What is the average size and the maturity of the cash advance to that merchant?
The average advance that we make is about $80,000, and the average term is just around 9 months.
Okay, so it kind of coincides with what we put our money in for 9 months. You're loaning the money out for 9 months also, so it's kind of running parallel to both of our situations.
Yeah, they're not really, you know, they're not really correlated, but I guess they happen to have that same time frame, which works out well.
Right, and we also talked about last time I remember when we put our money in, and we're doing how many different businesses is our money spread around in, so the risk is like zero or not close to zero.
Well, that's Yeah, I mean, there's never a zero risk, but your risk is mitigated, and that's really the secret formula here. You know, there's always going to be some defaults that are in there, but for the most part, they're performing well. So you're not putting all your eggs in one basket, and this is true diversification, and I think that's what our lenders appreciate.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, too. Yeah, because I put my money in it, my clients have put their money in it, and if you guys want that, too, we're gonna talk a little bit about it more on the show when Scott leaves. Listen, buddy, have a great rest of the weekend. Thank you for taking some time out of the beach trip out there, and we'll talk to you
problem.
Next week. Thank you, buddy.
Ron, thanks again for having me.
Take
Have
care.
A good one.
All right, thanks.
Great
always
to
good
hear from him, man. Yeah. It's also nice to see you always talk about it's not cookie cutter. So now we have some short term.
Right. Right.
And it just shows you that you can serve everybody's needs.
Well, you know, and I've been looking for this for a long time, Spence. You know, people have asked me for at least maybe 3 or 4 years. I don't know. It seems like that. And the nice thing about it is I have some clients that are bankers. And I went to them before I actually called these guys, you know, called Scott and his company. And I asked them, I said, listen, what do you think about this the banks not loaning money to short and, you know, and medium-sized, you know, small and medium-sized businesses. And they said they just don't like that type of business. They want the bigger guys. They want the consumer. They can charge more interest, and they have less risk and that type of thing. Something that we didn't ask Scott, and I'll embellish a little bit upon, he only underwrites – they underwrite in-house. 1 out of 11 gets approved by these guys. And so that's pretty good. You know, they're really doing their due diligence. But these a couple people that are my clients that were bankers, and these guys were high up in the banking business. You know, they just weren't tellers. They were high up. Two things both of them said to me. You don't want to loan money to anybody, especially a business, that's trying to make payroll. Because if they can't make payroll, they got a problem. And you don't want to loan money to a business or somebody who's borrowing that money to pay off another debt. They have an issue there. So this is two things that this company does not do. If you, when they talk to you, they do their initial investigating, you know, a little fact-finding situation when they talk to you on the phone or through the email. They ask you, what is the money for? What are you going to do with the money? How is it going to be used to benefit your business? How is it going to grow your business? And if you say to them, I'm going to pay off debt from another loan, or I need to pay payroll, they're going to say thank you, but no thank you. And that's good for us, the people that put in the money, you know, we're called the lenders, to help mitigate any risk or low risk type of situation. Like you said, there's, you know, nothing has a zero risk. I also want to say that it has a floor of 3%. That's based on an annual basis also. Now, the friend of mine that does what I do in the Midwest, he turned me on to this company, did my research, and his clients, about 90 to 95% of his clients are renewing after 9 months. They like the returns. I go, wow, that's pretty cool. You know, if you don't like the returns or you just need the money, pull out and go home. You know, it's that simple. But what I want to embellish upon, and one of the big reasons why I got started in this and I put my money in it, is I like that deal where they have to pay the money back daily, comes out of their business checking account daily. So if something were to happen, they know about it within 24 hours, and they can jump on it and they can get it there. Where, you know, if you let somebody have a 30-day note and say, you know, you got to pay every month on the 15th or the 30th, you don't know what's going to happen. So Scott's company can take it out themselves, automatic drafting, which is nice. You're not waiting for someone to pay you guys. That's the situation that I like. And I also like the tax treatment, you know, because it's my money that I put in is non-qualified, but this is good for IRAs, 401ks, 457 plans, TSP, TSAs, IRAs, SEP IRAs, Roth IRAs. It's good for all that stuff. And so the nice thing about it is it's diverse. You can move it in any one of these companies or any one of these tax products that you want to do that you feel that you need something for. That's the thing that I like about it. So that's why I'm in it. And I hope that everyone understands it's pretty simple. We won't call it brain surgery. It's pretty simple. You put your money in for 9 months, and at the end of 9 months, you have an option. You can roll it over, or you can take your money out. And that's something that we can do. Also, if you decide to add money to it, you can add money to this product if you want to. You can have multiple monies in there if you'd like. If you have multiple contracts, if you'd like to do that. I have a gentleman that has three with me now. So, you know, three contracts in there. It's flexible and it's diverse. And like Scott said, you know, this year they're on track to do over $500 million because there is a need out there for that. And why shouldn't people like my listeners and myself take advantage of that and be able to earn some money off of that also? So if that sounds like it's something that you might want to think about for part of your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313. And let me sit down and help you get this together. It's really simple. We know how much money we're going to put in. The minimum to put in, whether it's tax qualified or non-tax qualified, is $25,000. Again, you can put in more. You can, you know, and you can add to it if you'd like to add to it. If you see it in a few months. The other thing I want to add is you get an online portal. And you can see your stuff every month. You can see how it's going and you can see how it's going. You have access to that. And I like that because we're on top of it. I don't want to wait for the mail for my statements. I got an online portal that I can go on and check. So again, 805-660-1313. Give me a call and we'll get it together.
And the call is important because all indexed annuities, all ways to keep your money safe. There's many, many ways. And your experience over the years has definitely given you the scope to take all of these in and to explain to people what they need to know, that it's not just one size fits all. No. And there's always something new.
There is. And nothing's right for all your money. People don't understand that. You know, I've run across so many people say, all my money's in the market. All my 401k is in the market. But that's not right. Because if we had an 08 again, and all your money's in the market, what are you going to do? And the market goes down 50, 60, 70%, 40%. How do you think your retirement's going to go? It's not going to go good. So true class diversification, cash, metals, indexed annuity, maybe the 9-month product, real estate. That's true class diversification. I know your financial planner likes to say, I've got you diversified. He's just got you in 12 or 15 different pots of risk. And that's not necessarily the way it should be. So
that's it with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist here. Ron Grant, another thing just to let everybody know, if you want to go have some fun, the Greek Festival is happening at the Camry Airport for this week.
I went years ago. It's great.
So much fun.
Great food. Yeah. You're going to love it. Oh, my God.
So the Greek Festival at the Camry Airport is what's going on today. So if you're hopping in the car, keep it on 1590, listen to Ron Grant, and head on over to the Greek Festival. It's a great party for the whole family. And we are here with Ron Grant. Remember, if you didn't get something to write on, you got to do it. You want to take some notes? More from Ron coming up after this.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple of years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and it has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call. 805-660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant on this beautiful weekend here, Ventura, Santa Barbara County. Go out and do something.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
Have some fun.
I've noticed this because, believe it or not, I listen to a lot of radio.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of radio. And over the past, let's say, about 4 years or so, a lot of other people, and some of them are on the radio, mm-hmm. now are getting on the Safer Money bandwagon. Why should people work with the original Safer Money Specialist? Ron, what makes you unique and important for these people?
Well, first of all, I drive a Ford. No, I show Ford classics. No, the bottom line is I've been doing this a long time, and I've helped a lot of people move a lot of money out of Wall Street. You know, I mentioned earlier that the marketing group that I'm in, 300 agents across the United States. We took $5.5 billion out of Wall Street. You know, I'd say most of the average person out there that's helping people with annuities does about $100,000 a year. You know, I'm into the $6 to $9 million mark. And I tell you that because this is what I focus on. I do a little bit of long-term care, and we just started the nine-month product not too long ago. But indexed annuities, this is what I do all day, every day. And I have all the top companies. You know, there's between 37 and 50 companies out there that help the public with indexed annuities. I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day. And you know what I found is a lot of guys and gals, Johnny-come-latelys and Betty-come-latelys, they're getting on the bandwagon because if they're financial planners or stockbrokers, guys and gals like me are taking a lot of money away from them each and every year. And they don't like that. You know, they're losing money. You know, they won't be able to drive the Ferraris and Lamborghinis when they lose income. And they lose income when we move their money away from them. So they're kind of getting on the bandwagon. And a lot of them don't have great products. Some of them have 50% participation. You know, all my clients enjoy 100% participation. The caps are low on most of the stuff that these people are bringing in. Our caps are really high, 18 to 28%. That's our potential upside each and every year. I think a lot of people felt that they want to capitalize on the market going up, but they want to tout safety to the people. Now, I've had some clients that do have financial planners and stockbrokers along with what I have with them. And I know a lot of the financial planners and stockbrokers that have talked to my clients say, I can do what Ron Grant does, because they want to get that money back away from Ron Grant and they want to put it in their own cubby. But the bottom line is, the stuff that they've showed my clients doesn't compare anywhere near to the stuff that they have with me or that I can help them with. I focus on this. A lot of the financial planners and stockbrokers, since they work for companies, I work for myself and the client. I own my own company. But these guys and gals get paid, they get their desk paid for in most cases, they get their cell phones paid for, they get car allowances, things like that by working for these companies. And they want to push products that they're told to push, basically. And they don't have a lot of the good indexed annuities out there because they're not dealing with the companies that I'm dealing with in most cases. Probably there's a few out there that do have some of the companies. But a lot of the guys and gals really don't like what I do. In fact, they hate what I do because it takes money away from their pocket. But they're going to try to conserve all the business that they can. And it's just that the way it is. So when they talk to you and they say, look, you know, I understand you got this money here. You ask them, you know, why am I in risk? Why do you keep putting me in risk when I'm this age? And, you know, I've told you I want something to do with safety. Well, then they say, we're going to diversify you. And they put you in different pots of risk. Maybe it's low risk. Had a lady the other day say, oh, I'm in all low risk. And I said, well, what's the operative word here? And she couldn't come up with it. And I said, it's risk. It's whether it's low risk, medium risk, high risk, it's still risk. You know, it's still risk. It's still where you can potentially lose your principal and your gains. And so when we move you into the safe zone, you can't lose your principal. You can't lose your gains. You follow the directions. You can take out 10% of your penalty free starting your first anniversary. As long as you don't take more than 10%, you're not going to pay a fee. Now, some of the companies that I do business with have income riders, and that's a policy, a rider that rides on the policy. Well, some of the companies charge a fee for that, and some of the companies don't. I've got a product right now. It's the number one product in the country, number one indexed annuity, in my opinion. It's paying a 22% bonus. Awesome. Move your money over, you get 22% immediately. That's compounding. And anything you add for the next 12 months, you're going to get another 22% bonus on. But that's not even the best part. This company also offers a 50% bonus on each and every year that your index or indices does something. What's an index or an indice? Standard & Poor's 500, NASDAQ 100, Dow Jones Industrial, Hang Seng, Barclays Dynamic Balance, etc., etc., etc. It's a 10-year product. So for the next 10 years, anything the market does, you get a 50% bonus. And again, it's compounding. interest on top of interest on top of interest. There's agents out there that don't even know about this company or care to know about this company. Why? I do not know. But they're not offering their clients the best of products out there. And you know what? Since it's my business and I'm the bottom line, I don't want to ever see anybody at a car show or anybody else out there at dinner or whatever and says, hey, why did you sell me this piece of junk? You know, why can't I get something better? Why did you do that? You know, there's companies out there, ladies and gentlemen, and I won't mention names, that offer the agents big commissions, you know, to sell their products. And the bottom line is, you have to do what's right for the client. You know, my dad used to say, if you do what's right for the client, the money will follow. And that's my goal. That's what I can do for people. That's how I help people. You know, if you work with me, I'm going to get paid from the insurance company if I help you with a product, a service, or an account. Most of the financial planners and stockbrokers are either charging asset under management or some sort of fee of some sort. The bottom line is those fees eat up your return. There's also some insurance agents that are selling these products with the higher commissions on them because they're long too. They're 25 years, they're 20-year products. Some of them are 15-year products. You know, in my opinion, under 10 years, you know, there's some at 7 years, 8 years, 10 years. These are some things that you need to look at. Remember, just because it's an annuity doesn't make it a bad annuity. You have to look at what it is. Now, there's variable annuities. Now, variable annuities have risk, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, that type of thing. And they have fees, lots of fees in them. I don't deal with those products. You know, you have to be securities licensed to deal with those. I don't want to be securities licensed, and I don't want to offer those products to my client. My client wants safety. If you're over 50, you should stop chasing returns. Stop it. Think about a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't lose your principal, you can't lose your gains, and you can get that until you pass away. And then when you've passed away, your beneficiaries can get what's left. That's the beauty of what I do and how I help people. You know, just because someone says, well, geez, I can do what Ron Grant does, doesn't mean they have the same products, doesn't mean they know how to work the products. I investigate the companies. I'm looking for strength and liquidity. I'm looking at their caps. Are they consistent caps? I'm looking at their income riders. Are there a fee for the income rider? There's not a fee for the income riders. These are things that you have to look at, you know, and to make sure that you're doing the right thing for the client. So if that's important to you, I'd like you to go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. There's actually, if you own a 401k or 403b, etc., up at the top right-hand corner of my site, you'll see me on the microphone. There's in red, if you own a 401k or 403b, click on here. There's a 9-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes, and it's called The 401k Recession. And you need to see it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't own a 401k. I don't own stocks and bonds and mutual funds, with the exception last year, I bought some cannabis stock because I think it, and it's a company that does cancer research with cannabis, and I think that's great. But that's play money. That's not my real money that I got to live on. Take a look at that little 9-minute video. And then if you drop down to the center, there's a little cartoon there. It's a 4-minute video, and it states how the financial planners and stockbrokers are finally taking responsibility for doing such a poor job in your retirement. Take a look at those two things. If you're in the market, especially with your 401k, unless you're in a money market, you're in the stock market. It just has to be. And I know the last couple of years has been up. We've got some volatility, and the situation is things are starting to change right now. You know, I know last week we were down something like 300 or 400 points as the market opened. Bottom line is we're getting ready for a correction. And it's coming. We just don't know when it's coming. You know, if I knew that, I'd be picking the lotto for tonight. But I don't know that. Nobody else does that either. If someone tells you that, get it in writing. Because I don't think anybody knows when we're going to have a problem. But give me a call, 805-660-1313. In my opinion, these are the things that you want to put your money in. This is where my money is. This is where most of my clients' money is. And it's nice because it's safe. It's backed by major insurance companies. And then if the little nine-month product is right for you, we can talk about that. And if that's something right for your money, we can try to help you with that also.
It's that easy to go with somebody who's been in this this business of keeping people's money safe for 8 years on the radio. Oh, yeah. and longer than that.
Yeah.
Met a lot of people from the radio alone. It's remarkable how many people you have
I've helped a lot of people.
To.
A lot of people. And, you know, I want to say, I just want to digress a minute. I want to thank all the people, all of my clients for all the years that I've been helping them and all the referrals that you've given me. You know, you can't buy referrals. You got to earn them. And when I get a call from somebody that I've had a client that's happy, and they say, you know, my brother, my sister, my neighbor, I turned them on to you. They're going to call you. Here's their name. You know, help them if you can. That's appreciative, because I don't know about you, Spence, but I've been burnt in the past referring people. You know, I've been people have messed up, you know, where I've referred them to somebody, and I don't like that. So I treat your referrals very highly and with a lot of respect, and I want to make sure that I'm helping the people. And if I can't help them, I'll tell them, you know. I mean, that's the way to go. If you can't help somebody, let them know that you can so they can move on. It's that simple.
It's that easy. And we're going to move on to a Chick-fil-A giveaway.
Hey.
It's always big time. So get your emailing device ready, whether it's your phone, an iPad, a computer, whatever you use. You can do it on your watch these days. It's very easy, and you could be the winner of Chick-fil-A, and that's coming up here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. So let's get ready for some more coming up, and we will be back in just 60 seconds with Ron Grant.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple of years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call. 805-660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we're back. It's Chick-fil-A time, folks.
Chick-fil-A giveaway. Thank you, Robert. Robert owns the Chick-fil-A over here in Ventura next to Chuck E. Cheese. He is such a nice man. Got a great family. He's worked hard. He worked at 17 different Chick-fil-A's. So you think he's got experience before he got his own? Yes, I do. Thank you, Robert. If you're listening, buddy, I appreciate it. So today we're going to give away the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, the grilled chicken sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich, the Chick-fil-A nuggets, the original, or the grilled 8-count. All you have to do is send me an email. In the subject line, please, please write the word chicken so I know that you're in the contest, okay? And then I want you to put your name, your address, and your phone number. I need that for Robert. So he's the one giving the coupons, the gift cards. I have to follow his instructions. I will not call you. I will not bother you, but I need that for Robert. So here's what I want you to do. The first two people to get in, I'm going to give two cards to, so that's four cards. I will personally mail them out to you on Monday, so you will have them probably by Wednesday, and then you can go to Chick-fil-A. I want you to email me right now, ron@safermoneyspecialist.com, and it's timed on the email. The first two people at the top, when I see the emails, those will be the winners, and I will mail them out. Last week, it was okay, but it wasn't that great. We didn't have a whole lot. I think because it was Father's Day weekend, maybe. I don't know. Didn't get a lot of participants. I think we had like seven people or seven emails. But bottom line is, you get in there. Get in there now, and you hopefully will be the winner.
Make it happen, folks. Email.
Email.
Let's get it in here. Let's win Chick-fil-A. That sounds like a great way to have some lunch. Love to go over there. Closed Sundays.
Hungry. Yes, closed Sundays.
Closed Sundays. Yes. Now let's carry on here and look at the, it's sort of like a profile of the person that fits into what you do with the Safer Money Specialist. Mm-hmm. You've done this for years, as we have discussed. So let's talk about the type of client that the products that you have are correct for.
Well, I think for me, and to help people, to help best people, the best age group, excuse me, is 55 to 75. And the reason I say that, and I get several emails and I get some calls every once in a while, why are you excluding the other ages? I'm not excluding anybody. I work with everybody. I've got 18-year-olds, I've got 30-year-olds, I got 90-year-olds. But the insurance companies, their products that are out there are best fitted for 55 to 75. Some of them will go up to 80. I just a few months ago wrote an indexed annuity for a gentleman who's 90. Well, he's 89, going to be 90. So this company went up to 89. Now, was it a good product? It was a good product, but it wasn't as great a product as I could have offered him if he was under 80. Now, back here a few months in April, helped a lot of the younger people get their Roth IRAs set up. Had a couple of young entrepreneurs. I helped them with SEP IRAs because you can put more money in. 55 to 75 is really where I can help people the most. I do help younger people, and I do help older people. But this fits the best. And the reason that is the caps. And what a cap is something that how we judge and how we regulate what kind of money we're going to make. The caps are better. The bonuses are better. You know, we talked about a bonus earlier in that product. It's a 22% bonus immediately. So if you have a 401k, we're rolling it over. Let's say you have $100,000 in your current 401k or 403b, et cetera. We bring it over. We get $122,000 when I bring the contract back. That's compounding. And interest, compound interest is interest on top of interest on top of interest. So 55 to 75 is probably the ideal spot for me to help you. Also, you have to have some liquidity when I help you, other than the money that I'm going to help you with. So let's say you have $100,000 in your 401k, and that's the last $100,000 you have in the world. We cannot move the whole $100,000 over to an indexed annuity. Ethically, it's not right. Morally, it's not right. And legally, we can't do it. Agents do it. I understand. I've seen contracts that I shake my head. I'm going, why would they do that? Well, I know why they do that. But anyway, bottom line is suitability is a big thing with the insurance companies. And so rightfully so. It's to protect you, the client. Suitability is important. First of all, if you were to put all your $100,000 in and you needed your money, let's say in 5 or 6 years, you needed it all out, you're going to pay a penalty. Because you're in these contracts for a period of time, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 10 years, whatever. You're allowed to take out 10% of your penalty free, but that's it. Now, some of the companies, if you need long-term care, they'll let you take out more. If it's critical, you know, you're dying within so many months, they're going to let you take out more, so forth and so on, penalty free. But you have to have some liquidity. Makes sense. The other thing you need, you have to have some net worth. And the older you get, the more liquidity you have to have and the more net worth you have to have. The other thing that you have to have, and I know people, you know, government doesn't believe this, but we have to have more money coming in than going out. Simple. Got to have more money coming in than going out. And again, that gets more, equation gets more as we get older. Those are the things that we have to do, and that's for your protection. So as you get older, we have to have more liquid, we have to have more net worth, we have to have more money coming in than going out. These are some things that is called suitability, and we have to follow the rules. I'm not going to lose my license or alienate somebody or go to jail because somebody wants something that we is not right for them. And I've had people get mad at me before. Why can't we take my money? I want it safer. I understand that. I remember a lady years ago had $45,000 to her name. She was in debt. About $100,000. She hadn't made a house payment in 6 months. She lost her job, but she wanted that money in a safer place. You can't do that. I told her that you need that money to live on. She got very angry with me, but that's the way it is. I said, get your payments straightened around, get a job, start paying the back payments and save some money, and then let's talk about it. Then I can try to help you. If this is right, if you think this is right for you, the foundation that I'm going to build you, the blueprint, the strong safety blueprint that we're going to build for you to make sure that your money's safe and that you can get a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, or you maybe just want to take out 10% of your penalty free. I have the good companies. I have the good products that I can help you with. I'm still the original Safer Money Specialist. I know there's a lot of copycats out there, but I'm still the original. Give me a call, 805-660-1313.
And we have our guest on the line. It is Will.
Mr. Will Hart, how you doing today, buddy?
I am good, Ron. How are you, sir?
Good, man. How's your Saturday going?
It's going beautiful, as always.
Yeah, it's a great place we live here in Southern California, man. We can't knock it, even though the roads are bumpity-bump and the gas is high.
Yeah, but when your son's visiting from college, that makes it extra special.
Oh, yeah. What state is he from?
Well, he goes to Chico State, so he's up there in in Northern California.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's good. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're having some fun with him today.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of Will Hart, he is my metal man. He takes care of the gold and silver. He's helped me with my IRA. I've got gold coins in it. It's nice. He's helped a lot of my clients, and that's something that we want to see if we can help you with. Now, I brought this up before, but I want to talk to you about that article that was out not too long ago about the fraud, or excuse me, counterfeit gold and silver coins that are starting to flood our U.S. precious metal market. Talk a little bit about that and what's going on in there.
Yeah, so the Chinese, they're notorious for counterfeiting sneakers, you name it. And they got they're now looking towards and they're doing counterfeit gold bars. And so what they'll do is they'll take tungsten steel and they'll plate it with gold. So you're thinking, well, I got myself a nice gold bar. No, you don't. And who's thinking of going and saying, let me drill a hole in that? So, obviously the metals that we deal with, we know where we're getting it from. Our metals are sent through what they call spectrometers, which check the density. They check it like an X-ray machine, but for metals, you can see what's all the way through it so that you know what you're getting is pure gold all the way through.
Talk about the privacy issue when they deal with you and your company, Will.
Yeah, so when an individual buys precious metals from our company, we're not required to do any reporting. So when they buy metals, the only people that know that they have metals is the client and us. And we're not out there broadcasting anything. So when they're making a cash purchase, the metals come very discreet. They arrive to the FedEx driver. It's a box of candles. And if the order got lost or stolen, it gets replaced. Which, knock on wood, that has never happened. I mean, over here, knock on some wood. And then when it comes to an IRA, of course, the individuals have two places to store it. You know, they can either store it to private storage where they store it themselves, or it gets shipped to a depository. And even at the depository, every ounce of gold and silver that we send over there, even though they know who we are, it still gets sent through a spectrometer for verification and authentication.
Well, that's important because, number one, your company's on the line for this, and people
sure
want to know that they can trust somebody to do business with. What about the scarcity? Somebody says that gold is scarce. Is that true?
Yeah. So this is the first time you've actually brought this up, and you know I know we're limited on time most of the time. So over the past 10 years, miners, and this is a Bloomberg put out a chart at the beginning of this year, miners are finding 85% less gold over the past 10 years. I mean, I was reading an article talking about the billions, hundreds of billions of dollars they're spending trying to find new mines. And so gold is getting scarcer, and you got to imagine what's that going to do to the price of gold. Forget about the market's going to go south and such. So this is, I think, one of the reasons why we're selling such an increased number. We're selling six times more gold now than we were a year ago.
Wow.
And people are starting to see the writing on the wall.
Explain the hedge against the dollar. I think that's important because some people aren't understanding that what's going on with our dollar, and it has been for a while.
Yeah, thanks to quantitative easing. So the practice of printing money, our government cannot afford to run the country. So to make up that difference, they print money to cover that. And the problem is that just digs our debt deeper and deeper. Hence, we're $23 trillion in debt. Now, obviously, our money, as that happens, it buys less and less. Gold, on the other hand, maintains its value against goods and services. And I've given this example a bunch, but let's go back 100 years ago, a one-ounce gold coin was worth $20. And $20 then, or a one-ounce gold coin then, would buy a man a finely tailored suit. You fast forward to today, and $20 isn't going to buy the man a pair of socks for that suit. But that one-ounce gold coin, which has a value now, not $20 anymore, it's now $1,300. And that's going to buy a man a $1,300 suit. So that just shows you how the dollar devalues and how inflation, of course, affects the price of goods and services. But gold and silver continue to keep climbing.
Yeah, one thing we want to close with, and I ask you this all the time, but it's very important because my clients are, some of them are under a misconception when their financial planner, their stockbroker talks to them about don't buy real gold and silver, buy the paper gold. Explain the big difference on this because I think it's important that people understand it.
Sure. The only reason an FA or a broker is going to tell you don't buy physical gold is because they don't sell it. That's crazy to say, don't buy something that you have the real McCoy, but buy a piece of paper that's leveraged against a pile of gold somewhere. So to me, that is crazy. So again, the big difference is, in normal times, having paper gold is fine. You're holding it for a little while, you sell it because gold went up, great. The problem is, we're poised for a massive correction in the market. And if that happens, and the principals, the folks that control, and I give this example of $1 million of gold, well, they have the right to reach in and grab those bars and basically collect what they are owed, leaving everybody else who is leveraged against now an empty vault. You don't want to be in that situation. You want to make sure you have the real McCoy in your hand. So no matter what happens, you know you've got your gold and silver.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Listen, have a great rest of the weekend. If you would like to talk to Will about some gold and silver, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I'll put you in touch with him. I've got my money and my IRA. I've got gold in my IRA. He's helped my clients, and I know he can help you too. Enjoy your sun down here, buddy. Have a good time.
All right, take care.
Thanks. All right, always good advice.
There goes Will.
There he goes.
He's off. But one thing that we always have to take a second look at, and it's important, that indexed annuities are not all the same.
They're
That's
not.
One of the things your experience has brought to you, and it's not cookie cutter. So let's finish the show with that.
Well, they're not cookie cutter, Spence. There's many different things that can be different, and we've talked about it a little bit earlier. You know, the caps. The caps are decided on how much money you can make, and the caps, you have companies that have teaser caps. They'll come in the first year, your caps are good, and then after that, when you go to renew, and as long as you stay with the company, you can reallocate your so let's say this year you put in 50% in the S&P 500 and then maybe the NASDAQ 100. And then next year you might want some of the Barclays Dynamic Balance, or you might want some of the Euro or whatever. So we want to deal with companies that have consistent caps. This is important because this is how you're going to make your money. And not every company that does index annuities has consistent caps. I know. This is part of my job. The other thing is bonuses. Some of the companies have no bonuses. Some companies have small bonuses. Some companies have bigger bonuses. You know, if you're going to get a product and you like that product and it comes with a bonus, that's great. You know, you don't buy a product because it's got a bonus, but you want to get the right bonus, and you want to make sure, you know, if you're going to look at a product and it has a 3% bonus, same type of product, yet one has a 22% bonus, same type of product, why wouldn't you want the 22 versus the 3? So not all index annuities are created equal. The companies are not created equal. So forth and so on. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
You got about 30 seconds to give us a car show or event of some kind.
All right. Well, right now it's going on at the Murphy Auto Museum from 10 to 4 on Statham Boulevard in Oxnard. It's the old trailer show, which is going to be good. And tonight, up in your neck of the woods, Spence, Elkins Ranch in Fillmore got a cruise from 3 to 7. So hopefully you're going to be able to see one of those.
Get the burger, get the fries, hang out, Fillmore, Elkins Ranch.
805-660-1313. Let's have a blessed day, and please let's be kind to one another.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, for the past couple years, my clients have asked me if I can find them a short-term product where they can realize gains. Well, I found it. It's a 9-month product, good for all ages, and it has an annual guarantee of 3% with a potential upside of high single-digit to low double-digit returns. Now, the nice thing about it is we can put it in an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or a 403b. Or maybe you have some money sitting in a bank, or maybe you sold your house. I put my money in, my clients have put their money in it, and I like it because it's a short-term product and it gives you potential upside. If this is something you'd like to utilize for your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313. 660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.